Welcome into a brand new episode of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you listened to my last episode, you would have figured out that I'm done with the seasons for the show, for at least now. Maybe I'll do them in the future one day when I have when I want to commit to just focusing on single subjects or something, single topics for each season or something like that. I don't know though. But for now I'm just gonna go back to normal, going back to whatever episode number this is, episode 120. I don't know what episode this is. But anyway, in this episode I'm gonna talk about what I'm doing tomorrow, which is super exciting. It's gonna be the first of many times I do this, and I'll just tell you. It was like about a month and a half ago, I had an episode where I revealed or told you what I was doing. I was like studying for a specific thing, and I think I revealed it in a future episode. I think it was like 2 weeks after that previous episode, and I revealed that I'm trying to get my real estate license, and I'm still in the process of getting my real estate license. I did not know it was going to take this long to get my license. I had no idea. And I sent in the application 2 weeks ago so I could schedule my test. I haven't heard back yet. It could take 2 to 4 weeks from what I hear. So I hope I hear back soon. And I also hope, fingers crossed, that the testing centers do not close due to the pandemic, because that would just throw off everything for me. That would be absolutely terrible. I would have no idea when I would be able to get my license, which would be just terrible. And so tomorrow is kind of my start in the real estate game. I'm going to help my dad flip a condo that my mom and him owned for 20 years. We're going to sell it, and me and my dad are going to go in there and start working on it, start painting it, start working on the kitchen, bathroom, all that fun stuff. So tomorrow's basically going to be my introduction to flipping. And it's very, very exciting because I've always wanted to do flipping. I've always had an interest in it. I grew up watching HGTV shows. I think from the time I was like 11 to 17 when I started growing out of watching TV phase. I watched Property Brothers, Flip or Flop, those types of shows, and I always thought to myself, oh, that looks so cool, and I want to do this myself one day. And then I kind of just didn't give it any more thought when I was in college or the last few years of high school too. I kind of just distanced myself away from it. I kind of just honestly really didn't think about it. And then a few months ago, I decided I want to get back and get into real estate, being an agent, doing some flips, all that fun stuff. And excuse me, I don't know why my nose is so stuffy right now. But yeah, I guess you could say I kind of grew up wanting to be some sort of real estate investor. I had the interest in the flips. I just love the process of going through a crappy house and fixing it up, making it look good as new, and giving people their dream home. And that's what I want to do. And with this condo, my parents' condo right now, or rental property, I should say, it's kind of the same thing. It's going to be my introduction to this world, and I'm going to be learning so much when I do this. And it's going to be a huge learning experience, because I can learn a ton from my dad, because he's done this before. And we actually plan on going into business together for flipping, which is very, 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 very exciting. I get to learn a ton. And I hope next year we can do a few flips ourselves. I'm hoping like two or three. Probably going to start pretty small and slow, but you got to work your way up, got to just build up the portfolio and get good at it and kind of go from there and just learn along the way and find the right team. You know, you need good plumbers, good electricians, carpenters, all those types of people. Got to get those contacts and kind of learn the business, learn the ins and outs. For me personally, I do not want to be the person that's doing the labor all the time. I want to be the property manager or the whatever that's called, property manager, the property real estate developer. That's what I want to be. I want to be telling the people, all right, I want this, blah, 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 and have, like, you know, partners on my side, whether that's my dad or maybe a friend of mine in the future. So that's what's going on. That's tomorrow. So me and my dad are going to go in there tomorrow and start painting and start doing some ripping up the carpet. The carpet's absolutely disgusting. It's very gross. This tenant had a lot of cats, and let's just say they made a mess all over the carpet, which, you know, we're just going to get rid of the carpet altogether, and we are going to put in vinyl flooring throughout the whole entire first floor. And it's going to be a very, very fun process, to be honest. Like, I'm very excited about this, and I'm debating if I want to kind of document this entire process on YouTube by doing a video, doing the before and after. I think that'd be really, really cool. That's why I've kind of wanted to do, you know, make my own mini HGTV show and try to edit it and throw the burden upon myself to make it my best edited video yet, my best produced video I've ever done. And that's something I think I'm going to do. And I'll ask my dad if he wants to be in the video, because if he doesn't, then it makes it a little more difficult for me to film while we are there. But anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about this episode. I just want to give you guys a heads up what's going on. I want to keep you guys updated on this journey that I'm on, starting with basically tomorrow's the first day of my real estate journey, officially, even though I don't have my license yet. But it's officially the start of this journey, which is super exciting. I can't wait to learn and, you know, kind of have my dad take me under his wing for a little while, and one day take it upon myself to do this for me. And so, yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I know I didn't really help you guys out any. I was just kind of doing an update episode. It's okay to have those every now and then. I appreciate you so much for giving me your attention, though, by listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys got updated with what's going on with me. And I just find it truly baffling how people listen to my podcast. It's absolutely incredible, especially those people outside of the U.S., which is absolutely crazy. Like, I never expected that to happen. So I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This podcast is really only beginning. It's going to improve. I gotta start putting more effort and more work into this to make it better and have more in-depth episodes, maybe have more guests on, better produced episodes, more better organized. So that's something that is definitely going to be happening in the future. I'm not sure right now. But that's something that's going to happen for the future. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Do whatever you want to do. Relax. Do some work. Whatever it is you want to do, just do it. And I'll see you on the next episode.